is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
We go immediately to the industrial town of Jamnagar. This is in Gujarat, part of India. Gujarat is the home of BJP and the very popular running for re-election Narendra Modi. But this is about young people anticipating their marriage and spending a lot of money. I welcome Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing in his column at the Wall Street Journal editorial board about this meeting of the rich, the very rich, and if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Good evening to you, Sadanand.
Good evening, John.
I see there were a number of my former brethren in the Quakers tisking a lot at this extravagant demonstration, but it looks like everybody had fun. What was the occasion in Jamnagar? Why did they choose Jamnagar? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, the occasion was the pre-wedding celebrations of the third child and youngest son of Mukesh Ambani, who was the richest man in Asia, richest man in India, I think by some accounts, the richest man in Asia, and if I'm not mistaken, the ninth richest man in the world. And so his youngest son, his name is Anant Ambani, is to be married to the daughter of another Indian tycoon. Her name is Radhika Merchant. And Jamnagar is really the heart of the Ambani empire in some ways. It's where they kind of, they built a massive petrochemicals plant, big refinery. So it's an industrial town, which in many ways has become associated with the Ambanis. And they have a 750-acre estate over there. And so for this party, they basically invited a lot of global celebrities and business titans and Indian celebrities and business titans and so on. And they basically threw what is probably the biggest party on planet Earth so far in 2024.
I always worry about their private airplanes. Where did they put them? This is an industrial town. Does it have an airport big enough for all those G5s?
I believe what they did was they got special permission from the government, and if I'm not mistaken, they got special permission to land at an Air Force facility. But in any case, I know that they got special permission to have all these private jets come into Jamnagar and convert it into an international airport for the duration of this event.
The details in Sadanand's column, $120 million spent on a three-day spectacle for 1,500 guests on a 750-acre estate in Gujarat. All right. Now, the Ambanis wanted us to know this. It's okay, they did. And I celebrate their wanting us to know this. They spent all that money locally. They mixed it around. And that's also a positive. But you include a paragraph of the tiskers. Is there a political point to this, that rich people are spending their money on non-rich people? Is that a negative in India?
Well, in India, it's obviously when the rich are a small minority, it's very easy to demonize the rich. And unfortunately, in India, there's been a long political tradition which has looked at rich people with suspicion. And, for many decades, India had license permit Raj, where the government basically almost regulated large chunks of the economy out of business, and the only way to make your fortune was to figure out how to kind of figure out the loopholes among all the regulations, which ironically enough is really how the Ambanis themselves got their start in the late 60s and through the 70s and 80s. But of course now they've become much bigger than all of that. So the main thing is that I think that for a country like India, it's just much better for people to be spending their money and to be open about it, and people to be aspiring to make more money and not to be ashamed of it, or not to view money as sinful, and not to have the government, most importantly, not to have the government that basically makes business people live in fear that there's always going to be a crackdown, the tax man's always going to be at your door. And so in a way, the fact that you just have these people who are enjoying their wealth and flaunting their wealth, it's a healthy sign, right? It's showing a country that's becoming more comfortable with wealth creation and more comfortable with spending that wealth.
How was this covered in the India media, television, radio, newspapers? Was it widely followed?
Well, I mean, the Ambanis also happen to own a good chunk of the Indian media.
I see.
So, you know, the most of the coverage is pretty positive and, you know, quite breathless, in fact. And so everyone just watched it like you would watch, I guess, you know, the Oscars or something. There was a lot of celebrity watching, and there was a lot of clips on social media, on Instagram, and on X. Not on TikTok, by the way, because John, as you know, India banned TikTok a few years ago. But there were like clips all over social media. People were watching. They were doing a lot of celebrity watching. Talking about the clothes, talking about who was there, talking about the conversations they had. And there was this kind of world where you had these Indian celebrities, the biggest Bollywood stars, meeting with some of the best known people in the West. So, for example, I watched a clip where Mukesh Ambani was introducing Ivanka Trump to Amitabh Bachchan, who is probably the biggest Indian movie star of the last 50 years. And so I think Indians just, you know, a lot of people just got a kick out of all of that.
And there is going to be a wedding to follow this sometime later this year. And that will be even more extravagant, or do you think they'll go down market?
You know, I don't know. Good question. The wedding is in July. I doubt very much that it would be less extravagant. Extravagant weddings is one of the trademarks of the Ambanis. I mean, when Mukesh Ambani's daughter got married a few years ago, just to give you a sense of it, Beyonce performed at that wedding, and John Kerry was there, Hillary Clinton was there, there were all kinds of other celebrities. So I don't think, and it'll be much, and it's much easier to get to Mumbai than it is to get to Jamnagar. So my own guess is that the wedding is going to be every bit as extravagant. But I'm not on the guest list, you'd be surprised to hear. So I don't have any inside details.
I know, but the burden on the super rich to be left off of guest lists. You mentioned something. Bob Iger was there.
Bob Iger actually did not. He was supposed to be there, but he was not. But he was not there. Mark Zuckerberg was there. Larry Fink was there from BlackRock. There were
Sundar Pichai from Google. Yes.
I'm not sure if Sundar Pichai was there, but he is in business with the Ambanis.
So we're looking at a list where you can be included and left off. Now that they've done this, is it being treated as a sinful thing, or are people backing off? You have some quotes, but it doesn't look like it's an overwhelming rejection. They're just saying the ordinary, excessive. Is that a positive?
I think you have a few people who are upset about it, but I think that overwhelmingly, if you look at the Indian media coverage and you look at social media, people just treated this as, you know, just a kind of celebration, and they gawked at the celebrities,
right,
and they kind of enjoyed it vicariously.
Yes.
And there is some negativity, but I would say that the negativity is pretty marginal, which is a good sign for India that, you know, the country has come to a point where people can do this sort of thing without, you know, other people getting inordinately upset, except for a small minority of people.
Sadanand Dume for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Bachelor.